Hey, KLB and Finnegan. I just finished listening to your podcast for today's Pod Aware, and I had a lot of thoughts, so I'm currently in my car driving home recording into my phone. We'll see how horrible the sound quality on this is. I've done this in the car before, never when I needed heat on. So it's not currently on, but I might be freezing later, and that might, you know, get in the way. Let me just get up to this turn. Make sure I don't go into oncoming traffic. One of the things that really, like, your basic premise of why do we need community? And I had this thought, like, last year during the summer of Podfic Hate, and I kind of got people pissed with this idea, but I still kind of feel this way, so, and I feel like Podaware is a much safer place to talk about this, so I'm going to try it again and expand a bit more. Because the thing is, I think human nature shows that humans just work better in groups. Even if you specifically don't work better in a group, you generally benefit from the group mindset. And I think fandom as a whole, I mean, we work as a group, and how much you interact with that group is totally up to you and on you, but you can't not interact with the fanish culture that exists. It's there, and you're a part of it, and, yeah. And it doesn't have to mean that you're like, oh, this is my community, these are my people, everything's beautiful and sunshine and rainbows. It can be, like, your actual community, and, like, you know, like, being a citizen in your country or your city, where it's, like, you're going to interact with, like, the salesperson that you buy your bread from. You're going to interact with, you know, pedestrians on the street or cars on the road or whatever. Or, you know, you have your coworkers that you work with and talk with and enjoy their company but maybe don't know that well. And then you might also have, like, these are your best friends that you have gotten through community. And that's how fandom works. And I think Podfic works like that too, because it's a part of fandom. And even if you specifically, like, prefer working on your own, you're still going to benefit from the fact that other podficers are out there, meaning, like, people are going to be out looking for your podfic. If you're doing it completely on your own, you'd probably just be reading to yourself alone in a room, let alone recording it and posting it to the internet. And I think how much you choose to rely on the rest of the community is up to you if you want to make friends, if you want to hang out, if you want to talk to people. That's up to you, but you're going to benefit from the fact that a community is there, and the infrastructure that's created, and the fact that there are communities run, and the dissemination of information and knowledge, the fact that you can go to places like Podfic Tips and find answers to questions that you might have, whether or not you get the courage to ask them out loud yourself. Like, those are all parts of community that you can take advantage of, even if you personally don't want to participate in the community. Although, I think it's great when people do participate, and I highly encourage it. And I think it's a really, like, when I, like, going back to, like, the Podfic history post that I did earlier this week, there is a lot of elements of the community that you can see reflected in Podfic fandom today that wasn't there 10 years ago or like 8 years ago when I got involved. You don't have, like, the fact that we have an archive is a big deal. The fact that it's really easy to find, like, what the best mic is, to get the community norms of, like, whether to ask for permission. I think those are all really important things that community gives us beyond even the friendships and the motivation, which I think are actually the most important parts of community. Because, like, Lord knows, most of my fanish friends at this point. I met through Podfix somehow, and I love my friends. And I've gotten so much joy and happiness from Podfic fandom, and I would love the idea that other people can get that too. So that was one of the things that I wanted to point out of, like, why to me community in Podfic is so important, even if it's at that really base level of just using the infrastructure that is created by Podfic community existing. Some of the other things that I wanted to mention. What else? One of the things that you were ending on where you were talking about Podfic fandom across multiple platforms. I'm really pleased that you felt that PodAware is giving that. It was, like, PodAware is just... I can't even take credit for what PodAware has become, because it is not at all what I intended it to be. And it is so much better for it being hijacked. Like, I just basically wanted it to be this way that, like, people who had maybe never heard of Podfic could learn about it. And it was just supposed to be like, hey, Podfic is a thing that exists. And I started putting these sound bites in, and it turned into this, like, merry week of meta that so many people find important and exciting and all of that jazz. And one of the comments that I kind of, or ties in with one of your comments, one of the things that I've been thinking of is to open it up even more next year, because it's still kind of clunkily based on this idea of, like, let's make sure everyone finds out about Podfic. I think that's holding it back a little. And, like, I almost didn't run it this year because I was low on mod energy, and I was honestly, like, I talk Podfic meta all the time, and I was finding that, like, one, I was running out of things that I hadn't already talked about, and two, like, keeping it positive and open and available to everyone was getting really hard. And I actually opened it up and asked people for suggestions of, like, hey, what do you think the topic should be? And it was, like, such a breath of fresh air where I was like, these are all great ideas. This is amazing. We'll have so much fun. But then, like, one of the things that I end up doing for PodAware, because I want the daily topics to be something anyone can participate in, I don't want it to be solely Podficers that can participate. I want it to be Podfic listeners or authors or someone who just discovered Podfic 5 minutes ago can jump in and talk about it. It meant that some of these great ideas that people had floated out there, I'm like, that's a little too specific. Let's kind of bundle it in, and I think we are losing out on some really great specific conversations that are maybe, like, you know, you only maybe have to talk 10 minutes about, and there's the conversation on it, and that's not enough to support the whole day. That, but, you know, because when it gets wrapped up in the whole day, it maybe doesn't get mentioned because it's such a broad topic, that I'm thinking that next year I might do away with the daily topics and instead, at the beginning, have, like, a big thought-sharing post where people can be like, what if we talk about this, or this, or this, and just have that as a resource, and people can spend the week talking about whatever they want. And I think that might be a cool way to, like, get some of those more nuanced conversations, and, you know, help me get around some of the fact that the Podfic are bias. I listen to a ton of Podfic, but it's always influenced by me being a Podfic creator, that I think we might get some more conversations out there from, like, the really casual listeners, that I'm just a little too embedded in the community to come up with those ideas on my own. So I'm thinking I might try and do that next year and just open it up. And I'm actually, one of the things I was thinking about this year is, like, should I post these podcasts to AO3? Because it totally fits within the rules of AO3 that, like, these podcasts where we're talking about fanish things and creating a fanish work of meta, that, like, meta is allowed on AO3. It totally works. I can actually, tonight, if we want, go and make a Podaware collection, and people can post their podcast too, if that's something that they are interested in, and it might catch a little bit more attention within the AO3 community. It's something I'm totally willing to do, and I do like the idea of being able to draw in people from all different... I suppose I could do the same with YouTube, make a YouTube channel for it. Because there's a bunch of us that know that YouTube podfickers exist, but I don't know if anyone really talks to them. And I would love to talk to them. If you're a YouTuber who makes podficker, you know, come say hi. And you happen to be listening to this audio response that I'm recording in my car. Probably no one's going to see this. Whatever. The other thing is, like, I have honestly tried doing the Podfic Twitter account equivalent on Tumblr. And this whole conversation is making me think that I really need to actually step up and do that. Possibly find some people to run it with me, because I run too many things. But I don't know. We'll see. Because I had started two of them. One called Podfic Talk and one called Podfic Announcements. And I was getting a little stuck in some of the logistics of it. Where, like, with the Podfic Talk one, I was like, how do I tag this? Sometimes I don't even know what this, it could be talking about a specific fandom, and I don't recognize what it is. Although I suppose if I just copy the tags of the original poster, that might be one way to go about it. Maybe I'll try doing that. And then I was trying to do something that was a little too ambitious, which is why I think both of these fell flat. I was trying to do this Podfic announcement com, where I was not only... I was separating any of the posts that were like, hey, here's... I just made a podfic into this other one where I was reblogging, but I was also making original posts that were like, hey, someone posted a podfic on AO3. Someone posted a podfic on Amplificathon. And I was trying to make, like, basically a Tumblr equivalent of the LiveJournal newsletters that used to exist, where it's like, here's all the things in one place. And that was too ambitious. I was getting caught up of, like, did I already do this one? And I was, like, tagging it by pairing and fandom and stuff like that, and I didn't always recognize what it was that I was looking at, so I could never keep it up for more than a day or two. And it got to be too much. That said, I don't really like Podfic Talk as a Tumblr name now that I think about it. I'm not opposed to, like, keeping it, but if someone had a suggestion for a cool name that I could name such a Tumblr, I'm open to the suggestion. Because, unfortunately, someone already has Podfic as their blog. They came over to Twitter, and I had already had the Twitter one, so they're _ Podfic on Twitter. And, like, I think we were both kind of, like, glaring at each other for taking each other's name. those are things that I guess I would like to contribute to Podfic community. And some just thoughts on what you had been talking about. It really makes me happy to hear that you think that Podaware is so great at jumping in, because I've got to give credit where credit's due. I only created the Twitter account this year, and the only reason why there is a Podaware Tumblr is because Revolutionary Joe asked if it could be created, and then volunteered to run it that first year. And I run it now. It's not so much her, but she was the one that made that happen, because I didn't even know a Tumblr, like, I think I had a Tumblr account. I created a Tumblr account so that I could follow Fuck Yeah Podfic Platypus. I'm still not super... There's a lot of... Like, I think one of the things KLB was talking about, there's a lot of podfickers that are kind of uncomfortable on Tumblr, especially like the core Amplificathon community, who they seem to comfortably make the jump from journaling fandom to Twitter, but a lot of us are just a little baffled by Tumblr. It's like really close to DreamWidth and LiveJournal, but like all of the features that we relied upon on, or that we really used heavily on LiveJournal and DreamWidth aren't there, and all of these other features kind of baffle us that are like additional things. But yeah, maybe if we did get a Podfic talk going, there could be more responses to the people that like put questions out there and maybe don't get an answer. Because like, I'm generally willing to jump in and give an answer, or do like what KLB has done sometimes and bring it over to Twitter where there are more people reading and say, hey, someone, let's get an answer for them. And I think it might be a good way of getting those meta conversations to happen. Because I think there's just a lot of podficers that aren't checking the podfic tag, that aren't doing podfic searches. I know I don't do it unless I'm like going through another phase of trying to get podfic talk up and running. So that might happen if they didn't have to go out searching for it, if it was handed to them. Especially since, and I know I need to stop harping on this, but there's a lot of podfickers that have been hurt when they've gone out and seen people casually talking about podfic, because there's a lot of people that don't understand podfic and can be really dismissive or sometimes rude about it, that a lot of podfickers are just like, nope, I'm going to protect myself and not check it. But they'll follow things like the Podfic Twitter account, because I subject myself to all of that bullshit and don't retweet the bullshit stuff, only retweet the happier stuff or the like thoughtful stuff instead of just the random hate or the random cluelessness, that it makes them feel like they can get a bigger handle on what's going on without, you know, violating their safety. So that's something that I really love about the Podfic Twitter account, and if people feel that that's missing on Tumblr, maybe I can make that happen. So those are mostly my thoughts. I'm at a stoplight now, so I can safely turn off this recording. So, yeah, great podcast.